accession number 28452, reel 3.
Tony Porter, reel 3. I think you were going to tell me about when you sent the machine, the balloons off. You attached little messages.
Yes, we
did. Could you tell me about these?
We wrote in fat black ink. I can't remember how we got it, but it was like fat black ink, really. We wrote, when we were assembling the balloons, we wrote things like death to Hitler and Goering and balls to all of you and what else did we say? Take this, you bastards. Yes, we said that as well. And of course, when they were inflated, these messages were huge. The poor people who received these balloons in France and places like that must have made nothing of them, really. But we wanted our messages to go to Germany, and we did write them on. Absolutely forbidden, of course. If we got caught, we'd be on a charge. But we did it. So that was quite good.
Yes. These wires sound very dangerous. Did you have to be very careful about the wires?
Very careful, yes. On a very windy day, you sometimes got your ankle tied up with the end of the wire. And that was rather nasty because you pictured yourself going to Germany with the balloons. But of course, the balloons weren't quite big enough to take us, but they were fairly big. But you had to be quite careful with 300 foot of wire. Yes, you did.
Mm. And would it have been one wren to one balloon?
Yes,
this sort of
one wren to one balloon. Yes, absolutely. Always, even in gales, one wren to one balloon. And they lashed about in gales, as you may well imagine.
And would that have been for filling the balloons as well, for putting the devices on?
There were two of us doing that. Yes, one holding the balloon, one fixing the appliance to it. Yes. But that then one girl went out to dispersal point and released the balloon.
Yes. That must have been really the trickiest time, was it, fixing the
Well, I suppose from
devices.
A point of view of any danger there might have been. Yes, it probably was, particularly with the phosphorus bottles. Yes, I suppose so. Mm.
How about Americans in the area? Did you have any contact? I think you did mention the Air Force earlier,
yes,
didn't
I
you?
Yes, I certainly did. We had a lot of contact. We went to all their parties and dances and had a wonderful time and listened to Glenn Miller playing live and absolutely fantastic. And they were all so handsome and their uniforms were so good and they had wonderful bottles of Coca-Cola and wonderful food and we all ate heartily with them and it was great. They were fascinating. They were glamorous. And glamour was short in supply in the war.
Yes, I dare say it was very important, wasn't it, to have an aspect of that in your young lives?
I had one very nice boyfriend who was on Flying Fortresses, and he and I stayed with his wife, great friends, all the years intervening, and he actually died about 6 weeks ago, which makes me very sad. Because I saw Flying Fortresses flying over the Mall yesterday, and I thought of him, as you can imagine.
Yes, so you ate well then with the Americans, did
certainly
you?
We did, yes. In fact, when Dame Vera Lawton Matthews described the girls of Boom Defence, she said she saw long lines of healthy young Amazons lined up. That was how she described us in our big jerseys and our bell-bottom trousers.
Did you find that you smoked a lot during the war?
I never smoked. I tried desperately hard to smoke. I had one cigarette and hated it so much that I've never smoked since because I thought it was very glamorous. It was very glamorous in those years. Film stars smoked and we all wanted to try and be glamorous, but no, I hated it. And as for drink, I never drank a thing all through the war. I think I was too young to drink, really. I don't think you could drink till you were 21. I seem to remember that. But anyway, I didn't drink. The first drink I had was champagne at my engagement, and I've been drinking ever since, I'm happy to report.
Well, you look very well on it, and thank you very much for that extra information.
Oh, you're very welcome indeed. It was lovely.